God.
Hallelujah.
Never be the same again because of Calvary. Thank you for coming, everybody. Don't forget service tonight at 6:30. Come, pray, and expecting and believing God to help us. Reading today from Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36. Get your Bible and go with us today. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 36. And I want to read verse 26 and verse 27. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 and 27. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Oh, hallelujah. Saint John. Turn over the New Testament, St. John chapter 1. Bible reader, very familiar portion of Scripture. St. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. One more scripture and I'm going to preach to you, the Lord helping me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. I love this. Again, the Bible readers, you'll recognize this when you get there, but it helps you to look at these scriptures. And you new converts, it helps you to underline them and write them down and keep them. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things are become new. I want to preach on a new heart, a new spirit, and a new life. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, your way, and your will. Thank you for those that are here. Thank you for the presence of God we felt. Now bless the preaching of thy word today. And God, may you strengthen us and draw us nigh and touch our hearts that we may know you in a greater way. And everybody said, amen. I'm going to tell you something that I think we're missing in this generation. And that is what it really means to get saved. Hallelujah. You know, the world has spent their lifetime trying to make men good. There's been all kind of programs. They've got everything. They've got laws. They've got rehabs and this anonymous and that anonymous. And they try to change man. But brother, there's only one thing that can change men and mankind. And that is the touch and the power and the grace of God Almighty. Hallelujah. He said in Ezekiel, he said, I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to give you a new spirit. And brother, if you get a new heart and a new spirit, then my friend, you are going to have a new life. Let me talk to you first off, of course. We all know that we have a heart, an actual organ in our body called the heart. And I guess maybe one of the reasons why that the Lord said to Ezekiel, I'm going to give you a new heart rather than give you a new brain. Although some of us could probably use that too. Hallelujah. But no doubt the reason why he said that I'm going to give you a new heart is because actually what keeps you alive is your heart. I mean, that is the one organ that pumps the blood to every part of your body, including your brain. And the Bible said the heart, the life of the flesh is in the heart. It's in the blood. That's where the life of the flesh is. And if your heart's not beating, I don't care how good your kidneys or liver, or if your liver's quivering and your kidneys are beating and everything else is going on and your brain's functioning, if your heart's not working, neighbor, you're going to die. Because the heart is that pump that pumps the blood and gives the life, and the life of the flesh is in the blood. And so that's why God, when He talked about making new creatures out of us and giving us that new beginning, He said, I'm going to give you a new heart. Hallelujah. And He wasn't talking about the one that's pumping the blood, but He's talking about, I'm going to change your affections. I'm going to change your emotions. I'm going to change your desires. I'm going to change the way you think, and the way you walk, and the way you talk, and the way you live. I am going to give you a brand new heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, the Bible speaks of our natural heart, or say the natural man. He tells us that the heart, in Proverbs 11 and 20, it's froward. And I looked that up, and that means it's crooked. And it's perverse. Amen? Yeah. He said in Jeremiah in 17 and 9, he said, the heart is desperately wicked, and who can know it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Amen. He said in Jeremiah 5 and 23, he said Israel had a rebellious and a revolting heart. Hallelujah. Amen. In Matthew 19 and 8, Jesus talked about the hardness of people's hearts. In Matthew 15 and 19, Jesus said that out of the heart, here's what He said, listen, out of a heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. I've heard folks say, well, you know, well, he may do this, but he's got a good heart. Let me tell you something, neighbor. If you have not been regenerated, if you have not been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you have got thoughts of murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness. Your heart is desperately wicked. You were born in sin. You were shaped in iniquity. Hallelujah. And the only thing that's going to change that is to get a brand new heart by the grace of God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Amen. The world, as I mentioned earlier, the world has got out their Band-Aid box. And, you read all the things that I've diagnosed that's wrong with folks' hearts. And the world says, well, what we got to do, if you're an alcoholic, we just got to take you to the AAA. And we're going to teach you that you don't need to quit drinking. You just need to get moderate drinking. Huh? Yeah. Oh, come on here now. Oh, you don't need to quit your drugs. We'll just take you off of, I guess these people that don't crack cocaine, they take them down to Martinsburg and they get them a shot of methadone. We had some lady come to this church and we still bring up picker little children up. Her name is Chastity. And for I don't know how long, she went to Martinsburg, got her methadone shot two or three or four times a week. My God, her life was a total wreck until finally one day, by the grace of God, she got off of that mess and got her life in order. I'd still like to see her pray and do better, but you know what? My God, they were trying to put band-aids on things that need radical surgery. If you've got cancer, you've got to cut the cancer out. My God, do you hear me? If you've got poison, you've got to get the poison killed. And neighbor, until you get a new heart, you can turn over all the new leaves. You can try all the new starts. You can join all the groups you want to. But the only thing that's going to change your life is a heart transformation by the power of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Oh, yeah. Listen to me. We've got folks everywhere. And they think just being religious will get the job done. Just shaking the preacher's hand will get the job done. No, 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 neighbor, let me tell you something. Woo! This is more than a trip to the emergency room. Do you hear me? This is more than a trip to urgent care. The Lord said, I'm fixing a new surgery. I'm going to take out that old heart that's full of sin. I'm going to take out that heart that's desperately wicked. I'm going to put a new heart in you. You're going to have new desires. You're going to have a new drive. There's going to be a new life. I'm going to change you. I'm going to revolutionize your life. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. When it gets to talking, Mr. Billy, when it gets to talking about, I'm going to give you a new heart. And then I'm going to replace the stony heart that you've got. You know, when you get to thinking about a stone, you know, you can't write on stone. You can take stones and put it in a 5 gallon bucket of water and leave it there for a week, a month, a year, and it'll still be a hard stone. You understand? Amen. It won't melt. It's impervious. It's hard. It's a rock. And the Lord said, I've got to take out that stony heart. I can't write my laws on your heart. I can't get you to change your ways. I can't get you to do right until I do surgery and take out your heart and give you a new one, which will give you a brand new desires and a brand new life and a brand new beginning. Hallelujah. I'm going to take out the stony heart and put a new heart of grace and love and mercy and peace and joy out inside of you. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me, help me, help me. Oh, God. Amen. You see, God says, I want to give you a heart that's soft. I want to give you a heart that's pliable. Huh? Come on now. He says, I want to give you a heart that, amen, that I can write my law of love inside. Hallelujah. I'm going to take out the stone. I'm going to remove the stony heart. I'm going to replace it with a heart that's tender. I'm going to replace it with a heart that can be touched. I'm going to replace it with a heart that's malleable, which means it's moldable. Woo! Oh, listen to me. My God, I want to preach to you. I want to preach to you. You'll say, preacher man, you know, I wanted to do right for a long time. I didn't really want to do the things I'm doing. I didn't really want to live the way I'm living, but I just couldn't stop. You know what the problem was? You have that old stony heart. Hallelujah. But when the grace of God begins to move, and the grace of God begins to change your heart, and takes out the heart of stone, it revolutionizes you. It changes your ways and your thinking and your desires. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, God. Come on here. You know what I like about this, brother? He said, I'm going to give you. Woo! I'm going to give you. Oh, come on, Lord. What is the, what is it? It is the gift of God, which is in, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Woo. For God so loved the world that He gave, my God, His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And it wasn't anything I earned. It wasn't anything I paid for. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt He did not owe. Hallelujah. He went to the cross and took the beating and took the punishment and took my shame and took my repulse, so that one day He could say, Paul Markey, I will give you a brand new heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise Him this morning. Woo! The Bible said, Jeremiah 13:23. Listen, He said, can the Ethiopian change his skin? No. Can a leper change his spots? No. He said, preacher, I can't quit. I can't stop. I can't. Hey, you're exactly right. You can't do it. I said, you can't do it, because in your flesh dwelleth no good thing. That natural heart, amen, is an enemy of God. Your natural spirit is an enemy against God. Your natural flesh rebels against God. It rebels against truth. It rebels against righteousness. It rebels against holiness. Hallelujah. But when you get to this altar, and when you get a heart transplant, and when God takes out the heart of stone and puts in a new heart, hallelujah, it begins to write, it's lost, it's love, it's mercy down inside of you. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, come on here now. I want to tell you. Why do you say a new heart? You know why? Because it is an act. A creative act of God's power. Now listen to me. How can it be the other way? Now listen. God didn't give me the power to say, okay, Phyllis Wayne Chapman, okay, I'll change you. Okay, I'll change you. Okay, yeah. He didn't leave that to me to go through and pick out who I was going to change. Woo, are y'all still here? Listen, it's not in the power of Lighthouse Full Gospel Church to make a new creature out of you. It's not in the power of Paul Marquis to make a new creature out of you. Hallelujah. But I know the one who said I will give you. I said, I know the one who said, I will give you a new heart, a new beginning, a new life, a transformation, a regeneration of your soul and mind and body. Woo! I'm fixing to put you on the spot, and I'm telling you in advance, I'm fixing to put you on the spot. So, this is a rigged question. I'm making a disclaimer before I state the question that it's rigged. Hallelujah. Here's my question to this crowd this morning. It is to every man, woman, boy, or girl sitting under the sound of my voice. How many of you in this building believe that God can and does give men and women a new heart? Hallelujah. Well, I'm sorry some of you don't believe that. So for those of you that don't believe that, then just forget what I'm fixing to say from here on out. But from those of you that believe that what I'm preaching is true, and that God will in fact, you've got to admit that you have got a stony heart. You have got to admit, as Psalmist David said, Psalm 51, he said, I was born in sin, I was born in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You've got to believe Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Before you can ever get right with God, you've got to understand you're wrong with God. Before you can ever get saved, you've got to realize you're lost. Come on here now. Before you ever get a new heart, you've got to realize you need a new heart. Before God can change you, you've got to realize there's got to be a change. Before you can ever get saved, you've got to get sick of your sin. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, come on here. I don't mind to tell you, folks. I'll just be honest with you. I don't know how many folks I wanted to get in, shake them, and say, my God, why don't you wake up? I've got life. I've got water. I've got deliverance. I've got salvation. I've got redemption. My God, why don't you take it? But as long as you're content where you're at, as long as you realize or feel like that you're okay, there'll never be no redemption until you say, God, I'm lost and my heart is stony and I want a new heart. Hallelujah. Now, having said that, if, well, forget it. Check that out. Since there is a God in heaven, and since you can have a new heart, woo, and since you can have a new life, hallelujah, then let me tell you something. I don't want to hear any more of this. I can't quit drinking. Oh, you can't? Wait a minute. Now, hold it here. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. If you tell me you can't, then you're telling me that the God that I serve is a failure. You're telling me this Bible that I'm preaching is a lie. Ha ha. Gotcha, don't I? Just exactly what I wanted to do. Get ya. Hallelujah. Not to hurt you, but I want you to see. You see what I'm trying to say? What I'm trying to tell you, my God, is the devil's lie. Some of you here, I can't quit. I can't stop, but Pastor, I can't quit. You're exactly right. Woo, I come the whole side. But I want to tell you, when the God of glory, my God, gives you a heart transformation and puts you in the heart of love and puts the heart of God in, you're going to throw away your sinful trash. You're going to throw away your sinful treasures. You will be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise Him right now. Woo. I don't want to pick on you, Justin, or embarrass either one. I really don't. But a month ago, a year ago, if I'd have walked in your house and said, Justin, there's a pretty bad cat. But I said, okay, Justin, get your job right now. Back about a toilet. You said, now, preacher, I like you and all, but keep your sticking nose in the middle of your face. And don't be coming in my house and tell me what I got to do. Yeah. Yeah, I have a right to do it. It's none of my business to barge in his house and tell him what to do. Are y'all still here? Huh? Woo! Oh, y'all not helping me out like you need to. Huh? A year ago, a month ago, if I'd have said, get rid of your tobacco, and I mean it right now, you'd have said, preacher, I can't. I'd like, but you know what? When you come down here Sunday, oh, glory, glory, glory! Something happened. I said something happened. There was a transformation. There was a regeneration. There was a new heart. There was a new life. Hallelujah. And some of you here have never got a new heart. You've never got right with God. You've never prayed through to the power of deliverance. Oh, I love everyone. You say, you know me, I know you. And you know me. And I'm not here trying to beat people up or pound people down. But here I am trying to tell some of you, because I love you, because you're dear to me. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to tell you is this. If what I'm saying is not discouraging. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Woo! That you are a new creature. And that the God that you serve is thicker than them cancer sticks you're sucking on. The God that you serve is bigger than the chaw in your jaw, or the pit between the lip and the gum that's bigger than that God. Hallelujah. Come on here now. Woo! Hey. Oh, come on here, somebody help me. He's bigger than the sin. He's bigger than the drugs. He's bigger than the alcohol. He's bigger than the addiction of sex and sin and pornography. He's bigger. He's greater. There's a new heart. You've got a new deliverance. Rise up in the power of the Son of God and claim the blood and claim the power and step on the devil and say, I've had it with you. I'm a new creature. I'm done with you, devil. Get out of my life. Hallelujah. I've got a I said that ought to make you shout. My God, that ought to make you run and swing from the chandeliers. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, I might get in more trouble now. I tell you what, I'm not getting more trouble. Hallelujah. I'm going to let that rest for another day. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And I just might as well tighten on down a little bit here today. Might as well get the big dog off the porch and down on the lawn here. Let me tell you something. All of this rattle and tattle and garbage and junk that kids are watching on their phones and on their internet. Hello? And all this gossip and slime running over Facebook. I'm going to tell you, I'm telling boys to get straight here now. First off, my wife's not on it. But if she was, my wife ain't going to be getting 150 messages from men across the country. My wife, none of your stinking business to email my wife or send a message to my wife every day. That's none of your stinking business. That's my wife. Huh? I don't get up every morning and call 150 women across the country. How you doing? I just blowed my nose. I just had some cereal. And you're sticking business. What kind of cereal ate, but I blowed my nose or where I went. You here? Come on here. My God. What's wrong with us? Are we kooky or something? Huh? Let our kids bring internet in the home. Let them go upstairs for hours. Are y'all still here? Let me tell you. You know, parents put preachers in some of the most terrible positions. You know why? Because I've got an obligation to preach the truth. And if that little brat, that little darling of yours, won't listen, won't respect God, won't respect the house of God, I've got to deal with him. And that's fine. But you know what just burns me up? Is why in the world can your son or your daughter be sitting in this church rubbing the bathroom 15 times in one service? Huh? Move around, touch and pick on everybody, and you sit there like a wooden Indian. It's not my God, my God, Daddy, my God, Mama, get up and get the little rut by the neck and say, sit down. If you're not going to behave, you'll have to sit by me every service until you blow up and act like a man or a girl. It's not my job to raise your small, thick, and flat. My God, make me out the villain. I'm not the villain. You're the villain. God have mercy. Yeah. That's right. My boys can't behave. I'll make them sit beside me. I'd make them walk with me. I ain't putting up with it. These gentlemen, they're not going to run me not that far. I know they're grown and they're gone, but they still haven't run me not that far. I believe that the man, it's to be the head of the house. Hello? And I believe the pastor is to be the head of the church. Let me tell you men something. If your wife has to drag you to church, pray through. Woo! Huh? If your wife is more spiritual than you, pray through! Hallelujah! Come over here. Oh, come on, bless God. It's more than barking out marching orders. Hear me, man. If you're going to be the head, be the praying boss. Be the Bible reading man. Be the spiritual leader. My God, we need some men that's got a new heart and a new life belly inside of them that'll rise up above the darkness and the den and the destruction of the hour that we're living in. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Huh? Come on. David said, created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Then will I teach transgressors thy way. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I don't know what happened to you when you got saved, but I'm going to tell you, I got a new heart. I said, I got a new heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! I love to hear Sister Bonnie testify. I love to hear Sister Lincoln testify. Matter of fact, I like to hear people testify. But here's the point I want to make here. I love, and the reason why I mentioned Sister Lincoln, Sister Bonnie, I think maybe Sister Connie here. The reason why I said, and here's why. Because they knew nothing about God. Nothing. Sister Bonnie says, I was, and I don't, you know, just what she testified, was sinful. My life was a wreck. Am I right? And what changed her? I was raised in the church. So I heard the truth from the time I was a boy. But all of you weren't that blessed like I was. But here's a lady that wasn't raised in church. But you know what happened to her? She got a new heart. Woo! Hallelujah! And she's living the way she's living and dressing the way she's dressing, not because the preacher just pounded it on her. No, she got saved. And God took up the stony heart and she said, God, I want you to write your laws in my heart. Oh, hallelujah. I want to be a holy woman. I want to be a godly woman. I want to be a praying woman. My God, is there anybody in this church would like to know God? Is there anybody in this church would like to know the power? Is there anybody in this church that's interested in a new heart? Hallelujah. Woo! Well, glory, glory. My God. Oh, God, folks, I'm feeling too good. Hallelujah. Folks, let me tell you something. I'm talking about something. I'm not talking about makeup. And folks, I'm talking about this thing. It's a radical transformation of your life. I got to hurry. Hallelujah. Someone give me a new heart. Then I'm going to give you a new spirit. If the Son, therefore, John 8, I believe it's John 8, 36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you'll start doing some better. The world will see an improvement in you. Huh? You won't be quite as mean. No. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Woo! My God. Let's get a little charismatic here today and tell your neighbor, I am free indeed. My God, I've been set free by the blood. I've been set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. I've been set free from sin. I've been set free from darkness. Hallelujah. Glory. The Son of God has broke the chains. The Son of God has broke the fetters. The Son of God has made a new man, a new woman. And I have been set free. First John 4:6. He called my old spirit a spirit of error. In Mark 9:25, he called that old spirit a foul spirit. In Romans 8:15, he called that spirit a spirit of bondage. Oh, do you hear me? Let me tell you something. And I love you. I love you, but some of you right here, the devil's got the bonds on you. You hear me? He's got your shackles. And you tell me I can't, I'm telling you the devil's got you bound. You said I can't. When you say I can't, you're telling me the devil's got you bound. I'm telling you by the grace of God, I can. I can live right. I can live holy. I can live upright. I can rejoice. I
can shout, I can sing, I can dance, I can run, I can speak with other tongues. Why? Because I have been liberated by the power of the Son of God. Woo! Oh, hallelujah.
1 John 4:13 talks about the spirit of this world being the spirit of the Antichrist. Yeah. Oh, oh boy.
Oh.
No, wait a minute. No, wait a minute, preacher. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you saying that I got the spirit of the Antichrist in me?
Well, maybe not that actual Antichrist that's going to raise up in Revelation. But if you don't believe God's word, and you don't want a new heart, and you don't want a new spirit, you've got a spirit that's anti-Christ. Oh, glory. Oh, don't you love me now? Sure you do. My God, how could you not love this little lovable face here? Hallelujah. Zechariah 13:2 says that that spirit that I had was an unclean spirit. Number 5 and 14 said it's a spirit of jealousy. Whew. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. Guess what he calls that new spirit? In Romans 8 and 15, he said, I've not received the spirit of bondage, but he said, I've got the spirit of adoption. Whereof my heart cries, Abba Father, which is Daddy God. Woo! Hey, do you understand? Last week, you came here a child of the devil. But you come back this morning, and guess who your father is? It's Jesus. It's God. Hey, Sister Connie, my God, in that room, getting ready to commit suicide. You know what it was? Bondage. Bondage. The devil was oppressing and said, I'm going to kill you. But the day the Son of God come inside, you receive the spirit of adoption. And now you're a child of the King. You're a child of God. Hallelujah. I've been washed. I've been redeemed. I've received the spirit of adoption. And God is my Father. Woo!
Oh my God, give me a little headache. What? Said you didn't have no problem taking it? Well, all right, sorry for you. He told me in Psalm 51:17. You know what he said? He said, I'll give you a broken and a contrite spirit. You'll take out my old pride. You hear me? I said, you'll take out my old pride. You'll take out that old spirit that wants to argue and fuss and fight. But I'm meek and a contrite and a humble spirit inside of you. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. And that goes for preachers too. I said that goes for preachers too. God's no happier with proud preachers than they are proud parishioners. You hear me? Oh, God. God hates the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. He hates the proud look. He hates the proud heart. He'll give us the spirit of meekness, the spirit of love, the spirit of grace, the spirit of humility. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Woo. Romans 8:9, it said they give me the spirit of Christ. Romans 8:9, it said they give me the spirit of God. 1 Peter 4:14, he said he'd give me the spirit of glory. Zechariah 12:4, he said he'd give me a spirit of grace. Isaiah 57:15, he said he'd give me a humble spirit. Isaiah 11:2, he said he'd give me the spirit of knowledge. Galatians 6:1, one of the fruit of the spirit is meekness. 1 John 4:6, he said he would give me the spirit of truth. Hallelujah! That's exactly what I want. Love, grace, goodness, spirit of truth, love, God, grace, the Holy Ghost. That's the spirit that I want inside of my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.